Any questions for Danny Roberts? Anybody? Man, the inside access to the wonderful Gibson factory sitting here on the stage.
Tell us about his mandolin.
Pardon me?
His mandolin.
He wants you to tell us about your mandolin.
What I'm playing is a 2003 Gibson Master Model, the varnish model. So I've got a couple, three Gibsons around the house.
Bless
you.
But
this one's my favorite one. I've been playing on this one for a few years now, so it's a good one.
You let that one get loose from you one time, didn't you?
One time, but it came home, and it's not getting loose again.
How old were you when you started playing?
I started playing guitar when I was 13, started playing mandolin when I was about 20. I'm 23. Maybe four. Oh, that's right, 40. 43, that's right.
What the? Who the?
Hey, Joe Craven. Thanks for joining us. Well, any last thoughts for Danny here? Well,
whenever I can. It's good to see you. It's a maple back and sides and neck with a red spruce top. What was that?
Influences outside of bluegrass.
What are your influences outside of bluegrass?
For me, I guess a lot of my influences, if it wasn't straight bluegrass, was fiddle players, Texas-style fiddle players. I actually started playing guitar and played a lot of fiddle rhythm for fiddle players in competitions, and that was a big influence on what I do.
What are Gibson's plans for the future?
That's like asking what the weather's plans for the future are, but we've got a few new things. I know we've got a new model out right now. They're calling the Gold Rush. It's the first thing that's been built in a long time that's actually gone away from lower spec, a little different color, a little different carving, different size FOs. I think they've got some of the stuff around here if you want to check it out. I think they said in that trailer over there they have that new mandolin, so get a chance, go look at it. It's a pretty cool instrument. What's that? I am from Litchfield, Kentucky. Yes, sir. Yeah, he asked about the Gibson replicas of the lures. Yes, they did do scans on a 23 lure, and that's what these were trying to be as close as we could get to the lures is what was built. And we've actually a couple of years ago now came out with a model they call the distressed model that is even aged and to try to make it look that much more like an older mandolin. So look a lot. Tony's mandolin looks newer than mine, and it's a 23, I think. So, Sam, he don't take care of his mandolin. He's beat it all to pieces right there.
Thank you.